Good morning to you. It's Christmas Eve in the Ozarks and all around the world. It's time now for the life you've always wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce, and families.
And families.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
We have this morning family in the studio. We have our daughter, Stephanie.
Hello.
And Ken and his wife, Nicolette, and their daughters, Kiana.
Hello.
And Serena.
Hello.
All righty. I tell you, this is a wonderful time of the year, time when families really get together and just enjoy the company, enjoy the time of the year. My daughters have been absolutely chomping at the bit, especially Kiana, to come over here and say hi to everyone. Of course, during the holiday season, we have a lot of people to say hi to. So for all of those that are in Springfield and Southwest Missouri that hear us every day, Merry Christmas. To Belva and Uncle Terry and Aunt Karen that are out in the Northwest, Merry Christmas. Of course, they listen to this over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So Merry Christmas to y'all. Whether it's live streaming data or whether it's on the archive, we hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
I'd like to say also Merry Christmas to Mama. Y'all like to say Merry Christmas to Mama?
Merry Christmas, Mama.
And to Bonita and Mary Beth and Linda, Bill and Philip and Mac.
The whole crew there.
The whole crew.
Northeast Texas.
Yeah.
And of course, hello to Grandma down in Austin. Well, I guess down in Seguin now.
Down in Seguin.
Uncle David down there. And wish we could be there this year.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all of our military personnel who have listened to us in Italy, the Philippines,
South Korea, and Saudi Arabia.
Yes. I know that you wish that you could be with family, but it's so important, the job that you're doing, the work that you're doing, the sacrifices that you're making are deeply appreciated by everyone in this country. And it's a great job that you're doing, and we just want to tell you how proud we are of you.
If you have military family members that are overseas and you'd like to call in this morning and wish them a Merry Christmas, by all means, give us a call in the studio, 862-9977. That's 862-9977, or if you're outside the area, 800-375-0056. This show will later be archived on our website, and you can email them the link to it, and they can hear you right over the internet. So if you have someone special that's over in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia or wherever they're at.
Wherever, any place in the world.
And you want to say Merry Christmas, give us a call, 862-9977.
And I'd like to tell you something that's coming up in February. I know that everyone's busy buying Christmas gifts and trying to think of that last-minute gift, trying to find the perfect gift for that person. But we have something coming up in February for Valentine's Day weekend that we want to tell you about. It's the Marriage Excitement Weekend. It's called Love Ever After. To be in love for a lifetime isn't just the stuff of fairy tales. That's what the whole thrust of this Marriage Excitement Weekend is about. It's at the Chateau on the Lake in Branson, Missouri. You can find the information on our website, but also here we have brochures to give out. If you need more information, call us at our office at 882-6767. That's 417-882-6767. It's a great, great time. This year, go beyond dinner and roses. Give her the fairy tale. It's a great, great time.
I was looking at this. It's a great flyer you have here, and it looks like a very romantic weekend.
It's a very romantic weekend.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
How many times have you said, we need to get away? We just absolutely need a break. Gentlemen, this is it. Do not blow this. This is your big chance to really impress her forever. This is something you'll never forget. So make this a Valentine's Day to remember. Give us a call at 882-6767. You can register there through the switchboard. Go online to springfieldmfi.com. That link should be up later on this afternoon. We're in the process of completing that page. It'll be up either today or tomorrow. You can go online and register as well. It's an incredible event, romantic dinner, candlelight, roses. This is a special time.
Yeah, to give her the fairy tale. You know, there's a love that's ever after in the heart of every woman.
Definitely.
That husbands, if we're wise, we will pay attention to. And to be able just to get away, just the two of you, as Ken said, away from the kids, away from in-laws, and let the in-laws take care of the kids. But to get away for a Friday night and a Saturday night, Valentine's weekend, February 15th and 16th, at the Chateau on the Lake. It's the only 4-star hotel in Branson. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. If you've never been there, look it up. It's kind of like a castle in the clouds that will take your breath away. So think about it. Give us a call. We'll be glad to get you registered to have one of the most romantic weekends in your whole married life.
What are you thinking about this holiday season? What are you looking forward to? What are your family traditions? There's so many different things and different ways people celebrate the holidays. And with so many of us being outside our general area where our family is, we celebrate Christmas multiple times in a lot of cases. But when you think about Christmas, when you remember your childhood, when you think about all the dreams and ideas, the magic around it, what were your thoughts? Was it Christmas Eve when you opened presents? Was it Christmas morning? Did you bake cookies the night before for Santa Claus?
Did you have fruitcake and eggnog Christmas Eve? That's one of our traditions.
Did you eat candy canes?
Candy canes, I love candy canes. To take them off the Christmas tree? What are your traditions? Kiana, what's a favorite tradition that you like?
I like to celebrate Christmas.
What do you like to do at Christmas?
Make cookies for Santa.
I bet Santa likes that as well. But to make cookies for Santa, what kind of cookies do you like?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip, all right. Now, one of my favorite traditions growing up was, of course, putting up the Christmas tree, and Mama and Dad always had colored lights. And of course, during the 50s, when I was growing up, I know it's been forever for a lot of people, but they would put icicles and ornaments and multicolored lights, those big colored lights, on the Christmas tree. And I loved, as a child, laying under the Christmas tree, looking up through the Christmas tree, and just imagining what it was going to be like on Christmas morning when those presents from Santa would be there. And by the way, did Santa wrap your presents, or did he leave them under the tree unwrapped?
Santa's done both.
The elves did it.
The elves did it.
No, they watch over the reindeer.
They watch over the reindeer?
They build the toys there and wrap the presents.
And they take care of the reindeer for Santa. If you'd like to share some of your holiday traditions, give us a call. Again, if you have a military family member overseas, give us a call and say hi on the air and tell them where they can hear your voice. We'll have the link and stuff up later on today.
We're talking about family traditions and family memories. I know that growing up also, as I mentioned, that we would have Christmas lunch down at Grandmother Boyce's house, and she would have several of her children in and all of their families in, and it was just a little house and wall-to-wall people. I remember eating, the adults would sit at the table at Christmas dinner, but the kids would go in and sit on the living room floor, or, and that's out in Midland, Texas at Christmas time, and many times it's warm enough just to go outside and eat. So sit on the porch. But it's time for family. It was a time for family to get together and to do the things, to talk and to share and to talk about how the year had been, look forward to the new year, and just enjoy being together, just enjoying turkey dressing and all the trimmings, and to share a few gifts with each other. It was just a great, great time. And I remember also going to the farm up in Avery, Texas, where Uncle Gene and Aunt June had their farm. Mm-hmm. It's a big old farmhouse built in 1901, a big farmhouse. And we would go up there at different Christmas times and celebrate Christmas with them. And it's nothing like going to the farm at Christmas time. We went in the summertime. But to be there and to enjoy Christmas, and they had, that was a big farmhouse. They had like 10 or 11 foot tall ceilings.
Oh, yeah.
And had a huge Christmas tree in there. You could have a huge Christmas tree in that room. And it's just so wonderful. It was just a magical time. And that's what I remember most about Christmas. It's really magical.
I haven't been to the barn.
She hasn't been to the farm.
You haven't been to the farm?
Yeah. Actually, I think you have. You just don't remember.
I don't even know if I've even been to the farm.
Oh, we'll have to take you to the farm.
Take you over there. I know part of the magic for the holidays for me growing up was the fact that we actually got to go down and see my grandparents. Dad grew up around where his grandparents lived at the time. My daughters are within a stone's throw of their grandparents. My grandparents lived, it seemed like 800 or 900 miles. Coming from Jeff City down to Texas, and further if we went down to Austin versus the Texarkana area. When I was a kid, the speed limit was 55 miles an hour. It'd take a day and a half to get there.
Yeah.
Today's off ramps are 55 miles an hour.
Now, those of us who remember the oil embargo and gas lines and lowered the speed limit, yeah, it was miserable.
You remember Indian Nation Turnpike at 55 miles an hour?
Dun-dun, 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 Dan, you remember that?
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Mercy.
Just beat the car to death.
Took a long time to get anywhere.
It did, for a fact. You having kids in the car say, are we there yet?
Hey, that was a valid question at the time. But the magic that was there during that time of year, because we lived outside the area, we had to alternate growing up which grandparents we would go and spend Christmas with, and then we would spend New Year's with the other.
Mm-hmm.
So our Christmas was broke up, and we would spend the 2 weeks or 2.5 week school break on the road. And we'd get to stay 3 or 4 days there at each grandparent's house. To go down to Austin, to pull into the drive, and as soon as you opened the door, you could smell the smoker going. Daddy Mac, who was my granddad there, had an old 1950s refrigerator that he had converted into a smoker. And when we were coming down, he packed it full. Hams, sausages, brisket, whatever. It was inside the smoker. So for the Christmas season, we would have fresh meats and all freshly smoked right outside the house. But you could smell it when you pulled up. And Daddy Mac absolutely loved us. He had no natural children of his own. He was our step-granddad. And he loved us with all his heart. 1 year, they wanted to get us sleeping bags as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kevin and I got sleeping bags. Grandma at the time wanted to get us like G.I. Joe or the Transformers sleeping bags. And Daddy Mac's like, look, they're not going to use those more than a couple years. And so he went and got some really nice flannel sleeping bags. And we still have them to this day. We still use them. But that was his love for us, and he wanted us to continue to use it, not just have something that we'd use for a couple years.
Yeah, Stephanie, was that the same Christmas you got your strawberry shortcake sleeping bag?
That could be.
I think that was.
I never met Big Daddy Mac.
No, you never did.
No. I wish you could have.
He was a great man, and he loved his grandchildren. And he would have loved y'all.
Oh, very much so. Daddy Mac was one. He was from that time and era. He had that stature and that status, that look and feel of John Wayne. You know, you see John Wayne, you see Ronald Reagan, and you see these gentlemen from that time, the World War II era. And I don't know if it's because of what they went through or just the style at the time, but they had that aura, that sense of presence. That was Daddy Mac. And yet he was just a big bear of a man. You know, just loved him to death. To go down and see he and Grandma and to camp out there in their living room floor under the tree. And great-grandma at the time would come in to Christmas. It was just a magical time to go down. And it was so special because we only got to see him twice a year. When we would go to Avery, which is Dad's mom and dad, Mamaw and Papaw's house, I still remember and always remember the smell of Mamaw and Papaw's house. My pillows would smell like that for days after we had left, and I didn't want that to change. But that house, I don't know honestly how we put that many people in that little house. That house, to me, it was a large house growing up. I mean, we camped out in the living room floor, and it was a two-bedroom, one bath. The whole thing may have been 900 square feet. It was a shotgun house.
Mm-hmm.
You step in the front door, and there were four main rooms in the house, two bedrooms, living room, and kitchen. The bathroom was off the back. But we had so many people in that little bitty house, and there was just love. And when the cousins would come over, we had a Christmas tree that looked absolutely enormous. There were presents stacked higher than me. It was only later that I realized the tree was only about 3 feet tall on top of a table, but there were gifts piled all the way up to the tree. It was magic to see the cousins and to get to play outside and run around. I only got to see them twice a year, but that was something we looked forward to every year.
Except What are some of your memories of Mamma and Pepa's, and Grandma's and Daddy Mac's?
Oh, goodness. Well, just playing with the cousins and camping out in the living room floor, like Ken said. I remember waking up at Mamma and Pepa's and just the smell of the coffee going and the sausage and breakfast just cooking. Pepa already had it going.
Making those biscuits.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the memories that is still with me. I still smell that.
That's true. She would wake up in the house because she'd fall asleep in the car. We'd get in at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Wake up and people would be stirring around, getting up, getting ready for breakfast. And just a special closeness, a special time that you just can't have going to a hotel. You can't have going to somebody really that you don't know or don't have any relationship with or history with. And that's one of the most magical things about family is the history, the shared history that we have with each other. Ken, do you remember waking up and seeing Santa Claus at Grandma and Daddy Mac's?
Oh, I tell you, the most nervous time in my life. Because as a kid, you're not supposed to see Santa. You know, he comes down, he gets through the chimney, he gets the gifts delivered, and eats his cookies and milk, he's gone. Well, for whatever reason, one night, something stirring in the house caught my attention. And so I woke up, and my parents were in the room just off the kitchen. There was a hide-a-bed in there. I remember walking in and about to turn the corner in the kitchen, and there were two white gloves at the cookies and milk. Now, that's all I saw. But the white gloves were at the cookies and milk. And I froze. I was just about to turn the corner and walk in on Santa Claus. And I was like, oh, no. I don't want him to. What do you do? And so I went back over and I pushed on my dad and said, Dad, let me in bed. Santa Claus is in the kitchen. I didn't want to get caught awake. But all I saw his white gloves eating the cookies and milk. Oh, he's going to take my presents away. The good news is, he didn't. He ate his cookies and milk, and he was well on his way. But that just scared me to death. But I saw Santa Claus.
At Mama and Grandpa's house, I like visiting there, and I like going there for Christmas because all my cousins are there.
That's right.
Oh, that is right. And that's where again?
In Texas.
At Mamma and
Papa's house.
Yeah.
And Uncle Terry didn't come.
Yeah, Uncle Terry's from Grandma down in Austin.
I know. But he lives in Oregon.
He lives close. He lives in Olympia, Washington.
Yep. Just on the border.
That's close to Oregon. Yeah. And Mamma loves for everyone to come down to visit. Anytime we can, especially around holiday time.
What is it?
I remember last Christmas she was able to come from Texas to your house.
She came up last holiday season. She did. Mm-hmm. And we loved having her up here.
Mm-hmm. Kat's all excited. I know you can't see this out listening on the radio, but she's sitting here just bouncing in the chair.
You know, one of the magical things about family, again, is the ability for grandparents and parents and grandchildren and even great-grandchildren to be together. And it's a sanctioned time. It's a cultural time for families to be together, and it's okay. It's okay. And for this brief period of time through the year, it's okay for families to be together and to get along and to share themselves with each other and to do the things that are really, really, really special. And you know, you just don't have to give a lot. You don't have to buy a lot of expensive presents. The greatest gift, as we said last week on the program, the greatest gift is giving. And to give gifts, to keep on giving.
And one of the greatest gifts is time.
That's the greatest.
Our time. Our time with our children. Our time with our spouses. Our time with family and friends.
You know, traditions are important. As we're sharing here this morning, one of the reasons why we're all sharing here is we wanted you to be able to hear some of our family and some of our memories. We talk about our family. We are proud of our families and really want everyone to feel the same way about theirs and to do what we can to help facilitate that. But the traditions of family must be handed down from one generation to the next. And to be able to pass on those memories so that those who've gone on before us continue to live and continue to speak to our grandchildren and to our great-grandchildren, and allow those children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to know the lives of those who've been important in our life. You know, Christmas is celebrated all around the world. It's not just an American cultural tradition, but it's celebrated all around the world. A lot of different traditions in different countries. And I know that our website is viewed and radio programs are heard by people in Germany, Switzerland, and Sweden, Italy, the European Union countries, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, the Philippines. In all of those countries, Christmas is being celebrated.
Over 3 billion people that celebrate some form of Christmas.
Yeah.
Over 3 billion people. With all kinds of different traditions.
Can I name some?
You sure can.
Okay, here's some Christmas that I know. There's Kwanzaa, Posada, Hanukkah, Christmas, Diwali, and there's some more that I can't name.
She's been learning about all kinds of holiday traditions around this time of year.
Oh, yeah. And all of those holidays are important to the people who celebrate them.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you learn about all those?
I learned them at school.
Yeah?
Because we had this holiday chart, and there were these squares that said, "Let's history and tradition, decorations, food, and others."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Christmas is celebrated. It's kind of a parallel celebration. It's celebrated by people who are not religious at all. And it's more really a time of just giving and family sharing, but it's also celebrated by people who believe and celebrate the birth of Christ, who celebrate not only the birth but also the life and resurrection of Christ during Christmas time. And it's a matter of giving, and their pattern of giving and their motives for giving are based on the gift of Christ and the fact that God loves, so he gave the gift. And to know that that's what life is truly about. That's the essence and the core of happiness in life. Is a giving spirit. It's a giving nature.
Again, if you'd like to join us, you can give us a call, 862-9977. If you're outside the area or listening online, 1-800-375-0056. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show, The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. Join us this holiday season as we launch Operation Missing Stockings, a support group for those in our community who are missing someone this holiday season. Whether it's due to deployment, divorce, even death, you're not alone. We're here. We understand. Join us as we support each other this holiday season. Call 882-6767 for details. That's 882-6767. Call now.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And once again, here are your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce, and their families.
We have an entire studio filled this morning.
Yes, we do. We're talking about Christmas and holidays and Christmas traditions. Dan, do you have any Christmas traditions in your family?
Well, we were just talking about one thing. The tradition that I grew up with was Santa Claus came Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
And we'd open the present then rather than Christmas morning. That was one tradition.
Yeah, Stephanie was talking about a tradition that she's reading about coming over this morning, and that is that your Christmas stockings, and we have 23 Christmas stockings on our fireplace this year.
You can't see the mantle.
Our mantle is covered in stockings. But Stephanie's reading about a family tradition, and that is the Christmas stockings that you have hanging by your fireplace or in your living room at Christmas time, and you put those back out on New Year's Eve and get a refill. And I told Stephanie, I said, well, you already had that tradition when you were growing up. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, it wasn't really Christmas or New Year's, but it was Valentine's, and that I would give Pat a box of chocolates for Valentine's, a pretty good-sized heart, and I'd give Stephanie, when she was small, a little heart of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
After Stephanie finished all her chocolates out of her box, she would go to Mama's box and refill her box. And so that idea's already been there, you know.
It's okay. She did the same thing from your stocking, too.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's a great idea to have a refill on New Year's Eve.
Did you have black-eyed peas on New Year's Eve?
We have black-eyed peas. Absolutely.
And cabbage. Absolutely.
In our stockings, we get fruits and nuts.
Yeah.
And a little bit of candy.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of healthy things in there for you, as well as some treats.
Which I keep eating my bananas.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. Make you smart.
I like bananas.
You do?
Cousin Cullen got a tic-tac-toe in his.
He did.
A mini tic-tac-toe, and I got a notepad.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody gets the same thing.
Everybody doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't get the same thing.
Oh, everyone doesn't get the same thing.
Mm-mm. And you know that we're talking about celebrating and being with family, and we know that there are those who have family that's just not able to be with them this Christmas. And we're aware of that. One of the things that we have wanted to share this holiday, this Christmas season, is something we call missing stocking. And to recognize the fact that there are people who are missing family members who have to be away for their work or military service and just can't be home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And would give anything they could, but they just can't do it. And we recognize that, and that also makes being family special. We know that there are those who have lost people this year or in years past, and they just really miss their presence as they gather around the tree, as they're opening presents, as they're eating the Christmas dinner. We know that, and we want to honor that and to say that you're certainly in our love and prayers, and just know that it's okay to grieve, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to miss them. That's part of the specialness of being family. One of the prices of loving deeply and caring deeply is that we also grieve, and we're sad when we don't have those people around us any longer or for a time.
And with the Missing Stockings campaign that we've got, it's a support group for people who need to be able to express those feelings and talk about it. It's holiday season. In a lot of cases, can be a painful time when that person is missing, and for whatever the reason, whether it's for deployment, work, separation, divorce, someone's passed away. And it may not have happened that recently. It could have happened a year, 18 months, 2 years.
Could have been a long time ago.
Could have been a long time ago. The Missing Stockings support group is there because there are other people that are going through the same thing. You're not alone. And if you need to talk to someone, if you need to tell someone, and you need someone that really understands, because maybe the family just doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your kids don't understand why you can't get through it. You were married 50 years. They've not been married 50 years.
And maybe they're telling you you just need to get over it. It's time for you to move on. And that's not where you are.
No. If you want to talk to someone, if you want to talk and share those feelings with other people, if you want to help someone else, give us a call there at the office, 882-6767. That's area code 417-882-6767 for the Missing Stockings Support Group. The interest in that is continuing to grow as we get the word out, and I think this is something that we may carry on through the new year. So if this is a need you have, or if you know someone that has this need, that they need to be there, give us a call. Give them our number, 882-6767.
Yeah, if this is something that you would need to come during an early evening, then certainly we can accommodate that. I know a lot of people are working and have a hard time getting off during the day, even though the need is there. But to come of an evening, early evening, we're certainly open and would be glad to help facilitate that for you in either a grief support group or a grief therapy group.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call.
As we're going into the holiday season, again, we want to mention coming up February 15th and 16th. This is Valentine's Day weekend. I know what you're thinking, crud, we're not even through Christmas yet. Come on, Ken, give me a break. Got to get this on the calendar, though. So February 15th and 16th. This is a Valentine's Day to remember. Gentlemen, these are major brownie points. Listen up here. February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Give her the Valentine she's always dreamed of.
Give her the fairy tale.
This is a marriage excitement getaway, love ever after. It is a magical time. It's over a Friday and Saturday night. You can register online at springfieldmfi.com, and there's a Love Ever After link that'll be there.
Now, if you're wondering, well, what is this going to be like? Let me kind of share briefly with you. On Friday evening at 7 o'clock, we have the arrival and dessert. So if you would eat something before you come, but we'll have a great dessert for you when you get there. Once Upon a Time is the theme that night. Once Upon a Time. And then Saturday morning, we have a beautiful breakfast buffet that's provided as part of the weekend. And we have then the love of your life is the theme that morning. And then we'll end about 1:30, and the whole afternoon, lunch is on your own. The whole afternoon is for the couples. Go and do whatever you want to do. And come back at 6:30 for a formal dinner. That's a coat and tie dinner, semi-formal dress. And it's a candlelight and roses dinner. It's a beautiful, beautiful time for couples.
This is a seated dinner.
Yes.
So you will be served all your courses.
Yes. And the theme that evening is Love Ever After. And that's magical.
And then to be followed by a Valentine's evening dance. Steph, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, Steph has been before.
I have been before. First time we went, we were only married for 9 months. It's never too soon to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely romantic. It's magical. You still learn a lot about the other person during the weekend. It enhances your relationship.
Yeah. We've had couples, as Stephanie said, you were married 9 months when you went.
Mm-hmm, the first time.
We've had other couples been married over 50 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
And have found it magical for their marriage. It's just a great, great time. I really encourage you to call and register today to let us know that you want to come. Have the fact that Christmas is just a magical time. It's still a magical time for me. I love colored lights. I still love those. And I love them on buildings. I love them on trees and bushes. And I just love them everywhere. But it's just magical. And I came across this the other day. I said, do you remember the Christmas joy you felt as a child? The thrill of seeing snow falling gently from the sky, blanketing the ground with a white beauty. The pleasure of watching twinkling lights so alive with color, so bright with their warm glow. The excitement of exploring the packages wrapped with their beautiful bows and paper so full of wonderful mystery. The pure delight of decorating the tree, oohing and awing over the ornaments as if each were a forgotten treasure that had been found anew. The aroma of Christmas cooking that escaped from the kitchen and filled the house with delicious promises of what would soon come. The anticipation of Christmas Eve, waiting on something magical to happen, and knowing that you were secure in the company of loved ones. The magic of Christmas. W.C. Jones said, the joy of brightening others' lives, bearing each other's burdens, easing each other's loads, and supplanting empty hearts and lives with generous gifts, becomes for us the magic of Christmas. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that.
You remember all that?
And I got to put up the star of the Christmas tree for my first time.
That's right. This year when we put up the Christmas tree, mm-hmm. Kiana got to put the star on top.
Ooh. That was always my favorite part.
I was scared. And I would fall off Dad's shoulder because he was standing on a stool and I was sitting on Dad's shoulders.
Wow. But you got the star up.
But it tipped over a little, but he fixed it.
Dad's going to do that. You know, one of the greatest things about Christmas, a lot of families do on Christmas Eve and others do on Christmas Day, and others just like to read it throughout the season, and that is the night before Christmas. Or the Visit from St. Nicholas is, I think it's the proper title of it. And it's by Clement Clark Moore. Clement C. Moore wrote it in the early 1800s. But he wrote, 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children all nestled and snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When, What, to my wondering eyes, should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all
a good night."
You like that?
Uh-huh.
That's a favorite poem of so many people in the world today, not only in this country, but around the world.
I have the storybook.
You know, there are other Christmas books that I would encourage you to read. One is called The Christmas Box. The Christmas Box is a wonderful story. If you've not read that, you need to read that story.
The teacher read that to me in class.
She did.
Uh-huh. She even read us The Legend of the Candy Cane.
The Legend of the Candy Cane. Yeah. Suna, do you have a favorite Christmas story?
My teacher read me The Legend of Santa.
The Legend of Santa. Yeah. Another one is The Giving Tree. The Giving Tree is a great story. For Christmas time.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh.
Maybe.
We'll have to read that one. Have you read that one, Serena?
No.
Oh, sounds like we got another book to get to our collection. Because we read stories a lot, don't we?
Yes, we do.
As we're wrapping things up, we just want to tell everyone and we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year going into this season. Every week, this is brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. This is the life you've always wanted. It's your life. It's your choice. We end the show with that every week. It's not just a saying. It's a way of life. It's a way to think. If you want the life you've always wanted, give us a call. Keep on your calendars February 15th and 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, and we'll have more on that coming up.
For Love Ever After.
For Love Ever After. This is a magical season. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.